Epilogue. The police came late that afternoon. They asked questions, but voiced no suspicions. The ashes were still hot. They had not yet been raked. Lewis answered their questions. They seemed satisfied. They spoke outside, and he wore a hat. That was good. If they had seen his gray hair, they might have asked more questions. That would have been bad. He wore his gardening gloves, and that was good, too. His hands were bloody and ruined. He played solitaire that night until long after midnight. He was just dealing a fresh hand when he heard the back door open. What you buy is what you own. And sooner or later, what you own will come back to you, Lewis Creed thought. He did not turn around, but only looked at his cards as the slow, gritting footsteps approached. He saw the Queen of Spades. He put his hand on it. The steps ended directly behind him. Silence. A cold hand fell on Lewis's shoulder. Rachel's voice was grating, full of dirt. Darling, it said. February 1979 to December 1982. End of Pet Sematary by Stephen King. Narrated by Merwin Smith.